For nearly a year, North Carolina has been front and center in the debate about which bathrooms transgender people can use, thanks in large part to House Bill 2. Now, with the Trump administration's new guidance on transgender student bathroom use, there are a lot of questions about what this means for our state. In a moment, we'll look at HB 2 and the lawsuits challenging the measure. But first, WFAE's Lisa Wharf on what this means for local school districts.
School districts in North Carolina found themselves in a bind last spring. They were caught between state law and federal guidelines. House Bill 2 made it illegal for transgender students to use bathrooms that do not correspond to the gender on their birth certificates. But new federal guidelines said schools must give these students a choice of facilities. Last summer, CMS told schools transgender students should use the bathroom they're most comfortable with. Allison Schaefer with the North Carolina School Boards Association says it's the only district in the state she knows of to have a regulation regarding transgender students. But CMS then put that on hold while the matter plays out in court. So CMS, like other North Carolina school districts, has been working with transgender students and their families to find other solutions when it comes to bathrooms, like allowing these students to use a private restroom. The reversal of the federal guidelines on transgender students cements that practice in place. Schaefer says it has another impact. It means school districts don't have to worry the federal government will go after them and federal education money for following state law. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf.
And I'm Tom Bullock. The Obama administration had interpreted the listing of sex as a protected class to include gender identity, sexual orientation, and gender expression. The Trump administration now defines sex as simply whether you're a boy or girl at birth. And just who gets to use which bathroom, the new guidance states that should be decided on a local level. Maxine Eichner is a professor at the UNC School of Law. She's an expert on family law and LGBT issues. And Eichner sees a problem with this states' rights argument.
So the flip side of that argument is that we have a federal law that protects against discrimination based on sex.
That would be the 1964 Civil Rights Act and its chapters known as titles, like Title IX, which bans discrimination in education, and Title VII, which bars discrimination in employment. These are key elements to a lawsuit filed in part by the ACLU just after HB 2 became law, explains Chris Brook, legal director for the North Carolina chapter of the ACLU.
It challenges the provision that preempts local protections for the entire LGBT community. It also challenges the bathroom provisions that discriminate against the transgender community in North Carolina.
And Brooke points out the lawsuit also focuses on constitutional issues like due process and privacy.
What the bathroom provisions of HB 2 do is force transgender individuals to out themselves every time they use the restroom, often by forcing them into a restroom that does not comport with their gender identity and gender expression.
That lawsuit is currently making its way through the federal system. But Brooke acknowledges his lawsuit and others lost a powerful ally now that the U.S. Departments of Justice and Education are no longer on their side.
Obviously, it was exceptionally important to have Attorney General Loretta Lynch stand up and talk about how measures like HB 2 harm the transgender community and are inconsistent with our principles and with our civil rights laws. But our lawsuits are not in any way dependent on the Department of Education or the Trump administration.
Others aren't so sure. Take the Title VII claims of discrimination.
You know, I think the bottom line is that it makes the ACLU's case harder.
Brian Clark is a professor of employment law at Western Carolina University.
Not impossible, but just harder, because they're going to have to argue essentially from scratch that transgender is included within the definition of sex.
Maxine Eichner of the UNC School of Law says the same is true when it comes to Title IX.
The claim that the ACLU was most likely to win was based on Title IX. Without that, it doesn't look nearly as certain as it did before.
So what does all this mean for the future of HB 2? One school of thought is that it will take the steam out of the repeal efforts. Eichner thinks the opposite.
The fact of the matter is there is an argument to be made that if courts struck down HB 2, that would end the issue for the legislature.
Eichner points out the primary pressure to repeal HB 2 has come from businesses, and that pressure continues. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.